Welcome to Utilizing Tech, the podcast about emerging technology from Gestalt IT. This season of Utilizing Tech focuses on edge computing, which demands a new approach to compute, storage, networking, and more. I'm your host, Stephen Foskett, organizer of Tech Field Day and publisher of Gestalt IT. On this bonus crossover episode, we are actually going to share the same discussion, the same content for our on-premise IT podcast, because we've got Edge Field Day going on this week. And frankly, we felt like it made sense to do our traditional pre-Field Day episode on both the utilizing and the on-premise podcast feeds. So what you're about to hear is an episode of on-premise IT, but it's focused on utilizing Edge. So, you know, it's both things at once. Today, we're discussing the combination of factors that are driving new Edge technology, whether it's hardware, software, applications, and more. And we're discussing it with the delegates from our Edge Field Day event. If you're interested in what's going on here, I definitely suggest taking a look at Tech Field Day on LinkedIn or techfieldday.com, where you can learn more about the folks that are on this podcast, as well as the other Edge Field Day delegates, the sponsors, the independent roundtable discussions, the Ignite talks, all that stuff that we're hosting here at Edge Field Day this week. Also, I do recommend looking for the on-premise IT podcast in your favorite podcast application, since you'll hear conversations like this that go beyond Edge if you check that out. So now let's hop over to the on-premise IT podcast content. So before we get into the conversation, let's meet who's on the panel today.
Hi, I'm Ned Bellavance, nedinthecloud.com, and you can also find me on LinkedIn.
Hi, I'm Jody Lemoyne. I'm an independent network consultant. I'm at ghostinthenet at hackyderm.io, and you can also find me on Twitter/X at ghostinthenet.
I'm Brian Knutson. I'm a technologist, problem solver, marketer, do all sorts of things. You can find me on LinkedIn more than anywhere else, as well as Mastodon at bknutson at vmst.io.
And I am Stephen Foskett. You can find me at sfoskett on X Twitter, where I'm not as active anymore, but you'll also find me at sfoskett at techfieldday.net. So one of the things that I love about Tech Field Day is the kind of conversations that we get behind the scenes with the delegates. And inevitably at X Field Day, well, not X Field Day, but, you know, at whatever Field Day event, the conversations revolve around the innovation that's happening in the space. Now, Edge has been just an amazing, amazing topic for us to dive into here, both with Edge Field Day, but also, of course, with the Utilizing Edge podcast, because it occurs to me that there is just so much innovation happening there. Everything from hardware to software to applications to networking, it's all there. So, Brian, let's kick us off. Talk to us a little bit about where you see innovation coming from.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things as I've been listening to the season of Utilizing Tech and, you know, preparing for this Edge Field Day event. A lot of the conversation focuses around hardware more than anything else, I would say. But there's always these elements of, you know, using an hypervisor on the edge, and, you know, should we use containerization on the edge? You know, we talk a lot about the data and the storage aspects of things, two separate topics, of course. And they haven't heard a conversation that really talks about the fact that, hey, all of these matter at the edge, because how they interact with each other matters. It's a stack. They all interact with each other. They all need to have the same goals, allow for the proper communication channels, allow for the right technologies to interact in order to give us those advantages on the edge. So I think the innovation is at every level of the stack, or should be at every level of the stack, that no single piece of it should live independently. Like, you know, there's a lot of talk about using Nooks in the edge. And they're a great platform for that because they're low power. They don't take up much space. They're quiet. That's great. But there's some trade-offs that have to happen in order to run on that platform. And you have to account for those. You know, maybe the hypervisor needs to deal with it differently. Maybe the application or the operating system needs to be more low powered to account for that. Maybe the application needs to be smarter about that. So I think that, you know, at every level matters, and those companies, those organizations that are thinking about it at all levels are going to do a lot better in that space.
I would say, like, for me, the defining characteristics of something running at the edge is, for starters, you're resource constrained much more than you would be in a data center, let's say. So efficiency really matters. And so a very tightly coupled stack where everything is streamlined and sort of purpose designed to work well together is going to be much more important than a general purpose device that you might have in data center that's capable of running multiple different hypervisors. And, you know, if it's a little inefficient, that's okay. It's not a huge deal. So that's like one major constraint that I think is driving the innovation across the entire stack. And then the other major constraint is usually network connectivity of some kind, and the fact that typically you're either going to be running in a somewhat or occasionally disconnected scenario, or sometimes it's just going to be a very low bandwidth scenario. So once again, you can't make the assumption that you have immediate access to the entirety of the internet to download whatever thing you forgot about or need. So also setting up some sort of caching or local storage that your edge application can take advantage of, that's also going to be, you know, tightly packed into the stack. How do all the components play into it? I see hardware is definitely playing a role, but even more so, I think the higher level abstractions are playing a huge role as well, because those tend to be very leaky and inefficient in the data center. I'm thinking about like running, when people running Kubernetes on virtual machines that are sitting on hardware and then plopping containers on that, that's like four levels of abstraction right there. And really you just want to run a process on bare metal if you can. So it's whatever these other layers can do to either be more efficient or get out of the way when it comes to running the processes. So I think the biggest innovation actually needs to happen at the software level rather than at the hardware level.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a lot of different use cases for Edge. It's kind of a new idea. So we're seeing the folks who have data centers and are kind of creating mini environments at the edge for what needs to be serviced locally. And then we're seeing smaller implementations where the resources that they have locally for their edge computing infrastructure are tiny. So we're seeing things where you just can't put a VM out there because you've got no x86 compute, you've got no hypervisor, you've got 2 gigs in a container architecture. Have fun with that. And that's what you're working with. I think you're going to have as many varied architectures for the edge as you have edge routing instances or edge environments. So what you're going to see at the branch in a large deployment is going to be very different than what you're going to see in a sub 200 person organization that's relying on software as a service, for example.
Yeah, this goes to what we've been talking about on utilizing Edge all season, that the unique elements of the Edge, the things that make Edge different from data center, because honestly, it's all the same technology, but the things that make it different are exactly the constraints that Brian, Ned, and Jody were just talking about, that, you know, we're looking for things that are efficient. Absolutely, Ned, 100%. We need it to be something that can be deployed in volume, that makes sense to deploy at the kind of scale that we're talking about. We're looking for integration, because traditionally Edge has not been integrated. It's been anything but. It's been a mess of all sorts of various hardware and software components brought in by different people in different parts of the organization. And there's definitely a drive to consolidate that, whether it's on virtual machines or on containers, or just to try to get your hands around the networking and connectivity aspects. And then the other thing, as you said, is you know, kind of answering that call. We've seen a lot of new products, and especially, you know, application packaging with, you know, Kubernetes, especially new software stacks, as we're going to hear about at Edge Field Day, and hardware. And so let's start working our way up the stack from hardware. Now, one of the big topics we talked about this season was the surprise that Intel canceled the NUC, because the NUC was the, you know, one of the platforms that was very popular at the Edge. But was the NUC really a great platform? No, it was just a cheap and ubiquitous platform that was well supported and worked great. You know, wait, that sounds like a great platform. But there are other platforms, as you mentioned, and we're starting to see a lot more interest in maybe kind of moving a little bit up the stack into a platform that's just a little more capable than the NUC ever was. So I guess let's dive into hardware. Who wants to go first?
Mention networking hardware too. I'm easy to do that. The interesting thing about hardware at the edge is that, yeah, your requirements are going to be very, very different. And the thing that made the NUC very, or NUC, or however you want to call it, very popular is that it was inexpensive, powerful. You could put it at the edge. It would handle just about anything. Now that that's off of the picture, you're seeing things go in two different directions. You're seeing people beef up what they have at the edge, maybe have hypervisors, maybe have whatever. But you're also seeing a scale down as well. You know, we're seeing routing platforms, for example, that have container support on them. We're seeing people move down to things like ARM-based platforms, Raspberry Pis, container orchestration with that. Very low power, very easy to manage remotely, and just easy to put smaller workloads there. You only need to look at the more enhanced stuff when you have bigger workloads. And at that point, you know, how much are you leaving at the edge versus what are you putting up at the data center anyway? I'm seeing a lot of stuff on some of the hardware I'm working on where I've got small container support built right into the routing platform. I can put some of the compute aspects that I need right there and be done with it. And that's proving to be very versatile. So I think you're going to see a whole lot more Raspberry Pis out there, too.